Hi, my name is John Wheezy, and I'm an ISV Architect Evangelist with Microsoft. Today, what I'd like to do is walk you through a scenario involving Visual Studio Tools for Office add-ins and SharePoint. It's a question that I get asked over and over: is how do I build a VSTO add-in and then deploy it using SharePoint? Now, if you've gone on looking for this, you've probably found solutions for document template add-ins. So if you're building a Word template add-in and you want to deploy that to SharePoint, there are numerous solutions and documentation out there. But if you want to deploy an actual like Outlook add-in or PowerPoint add-in where you have an installation that needs to happen, that's not very well documented. So today we're going to go ahead and cover that. To get us started, we're going to begin with a project that I have already documented in previous screencasts called Send Slides. This is a PowerPoint add-in that allows you to select one or more slides from a PowerPoint deck and send them via email to a recipient. And what we're going to do is I'm not going to walk through this, the application itself, but we'll use this as our distribution, the VSTO add-in that we want to work with. So there's a couple of things that we need to do to get started. First thing we'll have is out here on my SharePoint, I have a site. In that site, I have a document library. And in this document library, we're going to want to deploy this installation. So the first thing we're going to do is create a new folder. And I'll just call it Send Slide Add-in. And once that is created, then we're going to have to do another simple step here. We're going to have to go into the folder. And then in SharePoint, we want to also then open in Explorer. And the reason we're going to do that is we want to get this URL for our document library that we're going to deploy to. Now that we've gotten that, what we can do is go back into Visual Studio and change some settings in here. So the first thing we want to do is go into the Project Settings. And on the Publish tab, we're going to change the installation folder to be that URL that we just got, but we're going to change the publishing folder to be the UNC path. So we're going to go ahead and make this backslashes for everything. And once we've done that, the next thing we're going to do is check our prerequisites. Now, depending on your SharePoint site, there may be a limitation of uploading EXE files. So if your SharePoint administrator does not allow you to upload EXE files into it, you'll need to either uncheck the Create Setup program here so that an EXE is not created, or you'll have to create it and put the EXE on a share someplace other than SharePoint, and then have that point to the VSTO file on your SharePoint site. In my case, all of these things that are prerequisites for this will be on the machine in most cases and shouldn't be an issue, so I'm going to uncheck that. And now if we build our project, we should be able to deploy. So we'll build first, and we see down here in the bottom that build succeeded. Now we can go ahead and do build publish. And it'll walk through asking us for all the settings, which we've already specified. And once we get to the last step here, we can go ahead and finish. And if we look at our output, we'll see that it's building everything and now publishing to the site. And we succeeded successfully. So if we go back out to our site and we refresh this folder, we'll see that we now have in here our Send Slide VSTO file and our application files that go along with that. So we can drill into here and see that it's whatever version we have, and then inside that folder, of course, all of our DLLs that we need. Now, one other thing that needs to be confirmed on your site is that VSTO is a good and valid MIME type from your SharePoint server. Not all of them have them set up correctly or have them set up at all. So if we click on Send Slide, we should get this dialog, the customization installer, which will then eventually ask us to install or don't install. Now, if you get another box telling you to download, what you'd want to do is go out and check your MIME type settings. So here I'm in the IS Manager on the SharePoint site, and if I go into the MIME types for this site and I look for .vsto, You'll see here that VSTO is configured, and that's why I did get the install or don't install dialog box. While we're here, we can also check and see that, in my case, that I actually do have EXE configured, so I could have deployed the EXE directly to the site as well and had everything packaged up in case a user did not have everything on it. So those are the basic steps for deploying your VSTO add-in to a SharePoint server for users to go ahead and install via SharePoint.